Some pretty big, exciting news here in our state. The Indiana Destination Development Corporation, or the IDDC, has announced some major grants for multiple projects across our state. And here to discuss is our Lieutenant Governor and one of our gubernatorial candidates, Suzanne Crouch. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
You know what? It is sunshiny and warm here today, so definitely cannot complain. And we definitely can't complain when we're talking about all of this grant funding that we're about to discuss. So the IDDC has just announced $450,000 in grant funding for 9 different projects throughout the state. And before we get to those projects, you recently said in a press release that these kinds of grants are vital to the tourism landscape here in Indiana. In your words, Suzanne, why are they so vital?
Well, because, Kayla, Indiana is sound economically, but the next chapter in Indiana's history will be quality of life. It's how we attract visitors to Indiana. It's how we grow our population. It's how we grow our economy. Because 68 cents of every tourism dollar that is spent in a community stays in that community. So when we can support these incredible quality of life tourism attractions, that brings people into the community, which, of course, they're spending money that helps the economy of that community, but it also helps to enhance our quality of life.
It's such a good point. We all benefit, really, from the tourism industry. So let's talk about this actual funding. Some of it is going to go to 3 Indiana destination development projects. What kind of projects are these?
Well, there's 3 different kinds of projects. All of them are very different. Fort Wayne, of course, the Railroad Historical Society, was actually awarded the largest amount, $250,000, to enhance the expanding linear heritage railroad destination in Pleasant Lake, Indiana. And so it includes site improvements, visitor amenities, and new facilities. Evansville, my hometown, opposite end of the state, they received a little over $52,000 to complete an interior renovation and unveil a rare glass artwork by Pablo Picasso, Seated Woman in the Red Hat. And then, of course, the Indiana Military Museum in Vincennes, down in southwest Indiana, received another $50,000 to be able to add to their Indiana Military Museum. So all kind of different, different kind of attractions, but all the kind of attractions that are going to add, enhance the quality of life and bring tourism into that area.
Yeah, they all sound pretty cool for sure. And then the rest of the funding is going to go to 6 Indiana placemaking activation projects. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what that means. What exactly does that mean?
Well, when we call placemaking is when we, when you do something that really kind of attracts people to a particular place. And so it could be signage. It could be any kind of project that is in the rural or urban settings. So it is just something that, really kind of stands out and helps to make the place more attractive. And, of course, again, City of Fort Wayne was a winner, and they received a $25,000 placemaking activation grant to be able to place 2 I Love Fort Wayne sculptures along the Fort Wayne riverfront, which will be an opportunity for people to get their pictures taken, kind of an attraction for those people who are walking along the riverfront. So pretty excited, and I can't wait to come up and see both of those improvements, not just the I Love Fort Wayne, which, by the way, I'll be in Fort Wayne this weekend, but also to be able to see that, that Railroad Historical Society improvement.
Do you know when these recipients will actually receive their funding so they can get the ball rolling on some of these things?
Oh, it'll be pretty immediately.
Cool.
I mean, so they're already, to be able to qualify, they had to present plans on what they're going to do. They've been awarded, the checks will be cut here, very quickly, and they'll be able to start on their projects and have them completed.
Really quick, why are you going to be in Fort Wayne?
I'm going to be in Fort Wayne for a breakfast. The Republican Party is having a breakfast, and then also there's the Northeast Indiana Right to Life banquet Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. Well, definitely, like I said, good news all around. Really great stuff happening. Thanks for sharing the good news, and Suzanne, I'm sure we'll have you back on in the future.
Thank you, Kayla. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. That's our Lieutenant Governor and one of our gubernatorial candidates, Suzanne Crouch, joining us here on WoWo.
podcast by Federated Media.